He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you positively live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number, let's call this 398. We have some interesting apparatuses, if you will, to talk about today, and I think you're going to find them interesting. I haven't put it to the test, but the test is going to take a long while to see if these things really work as advertised. And, of course, we're also going to have some apps of the day. I have a very cool app. It's free right now. I don't know if it's going to be free much longer, but you'll want to check that out, so stay tuned for that. Also, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. So, let's take a look at what we're going to be talking about today. And the first thing I'm going to show you is, let's cut to it here, here we go. The first thing I'm going to show you is what we're talking about, and a long while ago-ish, I talked about the Amazon Cloud camera, the cloud security camera, and this definitely works with Alexa, and this is a picture of it, you'll see it right there, and I'll tell you, I have tried every major camera there is out there, both indoor and outdoor. Indoor, I've had excellent results with a variety of cameras. Outdoors, I finally settled on the Arlo, A-R-L-O, and I must say that it's probably one of the worst cameras that I have ever tried out, primarily because of the really ridiculously poor battery life, both inside and outside. So, the cameras, when you buy the Arlos, you can put them outside or you can put them inside. I have several inside, and they work quite well, other than the fact that every 2 months-ish or less, you are going to be changing the batteries, which gets expensive. It's time-consuming, and if you're out of town or even in town, you really don't know that the Arlo camera battery has died unless you go to look at it. And it's really frustrating when you go to look at something to check your home or your apartment or whatever it is, and it doesn't work because the battery went up. I'm sorry, the battery went down. So that's very annoying. I also tested out, and the real reason I wanted to try the Arlo is because they were weatherproof. So, yeah, they're weatherproof, and I have one in the Boston area. I have a couple out here in Arizona, and I mentioned a while back I would not buy an Arlo camera now under any circumstances, and I have about 10 of them. What happens for the long haul, particularly the ones outside where you buy the power pack for outdoors and the hood and you know all the extra accessories, and they don't work. They work for a month or two, and then they're dead. I have two cameras right now that are in the Boston area. I'm here in Arizona. They don't work. And I can't get to them easily, obviously, to climb up on a ladder and find out why the power cable doesn't work, or they have an internal battery, which is the most preposterous thing I've ever seen. They put a power pack on it, okay, and then they plug it into the wall, and now you have power all the time. But what Arlo doesn't tell you is there's a little battery inside there that always has to retain the charge, and it doesn't. Consequently, it dies. So enough about the Arlo, please. So, the camera now that I really like is this iCloud, this cloud camera by Amazon. Little pricey, $120-ish. You may find it on sale somewhere, but they're about $120. Actually, they're very price-ish. These work well inside, and I've had this one for about a year now. It's never been down, so I have one here, and I actually have one in the Boston area also. And they work 24/7, and what I like about the cameras, and one of the things I test for, is if the internet dies in your house, power failure or whatever, and you're not there, when the internet comes back up, you want that camera to come back up too and not have to repair it, if you will, repair it with the internet wireless. It's a pain in the neck. So a lot of cameras, if the power goes out or if the Wi-Fi goes out, you've got to reinitialize the camera to realize that, yeah, here's the Wi-Fi. The better cameras will do that automatically. And this particular camera works flawlessly. If the internet goes out, and sometimes it does, power failure, just the internet itself goes down because of my carrier. When it comes back, this picks it up real quick in less than a minute. So I like that. I like the quality of the camera, yada, yada, yada. Now, I want to try it outside. I have not done that yet, and I have pretty severe conditions, too. Boston obviously gets a lot of snow and ridiculously cold weather and humidity, and Arizona gets brutally hot days. 123 for several days at a time is not uncommon. So anything in that sunlight, and I mean anything, over a period of time is just not going to hold up. So it's always interesting for me to test these cameras out in the cold environment, wet, rain, sleet, snow, hail, and also in the scorching desert sun. All right. Let's take a look. Right now, I'm going to actually show you the cameras that I have on. This one's in the Boston area, and this one is right here. You can kind of see me waving around there. That's actually the camera that's in my studio right now, and they're live, and they work quite well, no question about that. So what I did is I bought two pieces of equipment. One is the power pack, and this is for outdoor use. And actually, here it is. We're going to open it up. And there's basically just two components. One is this wire. One end is a USB, and the other end is a micro USB. And it's kind of an L bracket. You can see that. And that's to keep the rain off it. And this will plug right inside the back of that camera there in the upper right-hand corner. I'm sorry, upper left-hand corner. And you got about 20 feet-ish of cable. So that USB part is going to plug into the power adapter, which would be right here. And this doesn't appear to be anything special. Clearly, you're going to plug this into the wall, and you'll plug the USB in. Now, oddly enough, I don't see any weather support material around the USB power pack at all. So it's just going to plug in like a typical USB. So I'm wondering if water is going to drip down there and leak inside. There's no rubber or any type of protective covering. So what I'm going to do is I am going to be proactive, and I'm going to put some silicone tape around here and probably squeeze some silicone glue around it so that connection is waterproof. And I do have an outdoor an outlet that this will plug into, and I will also put a piece of tape, electrical tape, right here. So the water, if it should happen, repels off that. So I'll protect that as well as I can. So the second piece that I had to buy is this Amazon Cloud cover for the camera, Amazon Cloud Cam cover. And this is going to set you back $13, not expensive at all. And this is what this looks like. Again, I just got this, so I haven't hooked it up, but I will be. They give you a screwdriver here with some very, very tiny screws and like a little plastic insert that's going to go over the camera. And then they give you the actual shell that the camera is going to fit in, and that's going to look like so. So you have that little plastic ring, which is in here, no biggie. And you're going to put that ring here. The camera's going to slide in there, and then you're going to put this hood over with the screws. And you can see they have a little rim here, and the wires are going to come out on the bottom. So it will be interesting to see if this will survive the elements. The first thing I'm going to do is hook it up here in Arizona and see how that lasts until, I don't know, maybe July-ish. And then sometime in late July or thereabouts, I'll probably go into Boston. And if this works, I'll buy another one of these because I have a camera in there that I'm going to take from the inside to the outside and try it out. So I'll let you know how this does, and we'll monitor these cameras from time to time. But really, for about $25, hopefully I have retrofitted this particular camera here for the outdoor environment. And as I said, it will be interesting to see. What I like about this idea is that I know these cameras work real well, no question about that. I also know they hook up to the internet real easy if you should lose power or if you should lose internet connection. I also like the camera because there's no internal battery. The power goes directly into the camera circuitry and keeps it live. Very, very important. So we'll see what happens. And if that works for $25, add it on to figure 120. For $150, you got a pretty good camera. The only thing I don't like about this camera, and I'm waiting for them to change, is I wish it had a pan tilt. I'm sure that would double the price, but I think you get what you pay for. Although I paid more for the Arlo than I did. Let's not even go back to the Arlo. Ugh. All right, let's move on to some very interesting apps of the day. Here we go. This first app is very nice, very elegantly designed, and it is 100% free. And this is available for both the Android operating system and the iOS. As you know, I use an iPhone. I'm on an iPhone 6S, the big guy, and it is getting painfully slow. And I really want to change phones, but boy, you know, the one I want, of course, is I think the XS Max. Beautiful camera in that, really nice camera, but that sucker, that thing costs about $1,200-ish, and that's just a lot of money to pay for a cell phone. And as you know, the Gadget Professor is very frugal. Yeah, you could even call me cheap when it comes to that stuff. I just can't envision paying that kind of money for that kind of phone. So that's a story for another day, but in any event, this is a nice little app. Downloadable, free, and basically what you do is you put your thumb or your finger right on the eye of the camera, and it instantly will take your heart rate. Very accurate. It also has a nice graph filter built into this, so if you want to monitor your heart rate, this is a pretty good app, and you can't beat the price for sure. Now, this next app is very interesting. It's called iToReader Cloud. I got that reversed. A little dyslexia in there. But this is a very nice app available on both platforms, as I said. And with this, you can pretty much read any kind of a PDF that's out there, and it will do a great job for you. Probably one of the best apps to do this that I have seen out there. Reading with comfort is the dream of any book lover. So this has 10 years in the making. They've refined this over 10 years. And basically, you can just dump a book in this, and it will read the whole book for you. You have different voices, and it's quite nice. And pretty much anything that you put in this, a text file, whatever, you can see all the features in here. This will work on the iPad, the iPad Air, the iPad Mini. You can drag and drop for the pad under the iOS 11 if you have that. Automatic scrolling, automatic tuning. It will do it in foreign languages for you. So if you're studying a foreign language and you want to hear a book that or whatever, some words that are spoken in that language, this is just a great app, and you can't beat the price. So definitely check this out and let me know if you use it. Now, this next app is an interesting app. A lot of you who watch the Gadget Professor show, I know that you guys and gals sing in the shower, and I know a lot of you can't sing. A lot of you can sing. So henceforth, we have Earol Singer Studio. Yes. And Earol is a course, all right, that teaches you how to sing, how to have how to have the correct pitch. And it's professional voice lessons. This is usually about $70 or $80. For whatever reason, it's free right now. So I would jump on this like ASAP. Right now, it's only available to my knowledge on an iPhone device, on the iOS. But this really is a very interesting app. Now, myself, I used to play in a rock and roll band many years ago in the 60s, and back then the mantra was the louder the better, and that's what we did, and consequently, I am paying for that now with hearing loss, so it's not too much fun, and it's directly correlated to playing, blasting my guitar and playing the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and Led Zeppelin. So that's what happened to me, but I'm okay. So check out this Earol Singer Studio. It's really cool. It really is a nice app, and man, I'm telling you, this is a professional app. You're going to save yourself. I think it was $80 or $70, something like that. Right now, it's free. So if you ever wanted to sing or sing better, this is the app to do it with, yeah. All right. Now, are we having fun here? This one is awesome. It's called LibriVox Audiobooks. I love this app. I, unfortunately, don't fall asleep easily, and I don't stay asleep easily. Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of my fans out there have similar issues. So I always, always have the radio on, and I listen to WBZ out of Boston because I like WBZ. And yes, I do listen to George Norrie frequently because I like hearing about aliens and things like that. That's another show for another time. But this app will let you listen to thousands, and I mean thousands, of audiobooks. It's unlimited access to over 24,000 audiobooks. That's a real gem right there. So if you're traveling on a boat, bus, train, or car, or if you're in your bed trying to sleep and you want to hear someone talk to you and read a nice audiobook, this is the app for you, available on all platforms. Pretty much any smartphone that you have, this app will load onto. And also, I must admit that it does have some ads, but you know, given that you're able to access 24,000 audiobooks, an ad is not that big of a deal, at least for me. And I'm half asleep anyway when I listen to it. But you can upgrade and get a pro version of this, and that will do away with the ads. Hey, you can't blame them. They got to make money somehow. Now, this next app is a very nice app. This is free. It will contain ads, but I have used this, and I definitely like it. It's called Memora Photo Gallery. This, again, is available for all platforms, and this will allow you to personalize your own photo gallery. It comes with tabs, and you're able to quickly locate people, places, persons, things, families, much quicker than just scrolling through a bunch of photographs. This actually does a very nice job of categorizing all your photos, and it gives you many tips to categorize your photos. Very nice. It also has a very elegant design, so you can put tabs on it and change the fonts and things like that. Very, very nice app. Very, very, very nice app. All right, now, our last app is going to set you back $5. Now, you know that I always try to show you apps that are free or very cheap. But, you know, in the scope of things, $5 isn't that much money if you are into photography. Now, did you ever have a photograph where you want to cut something out of the photograph, a person, place, or thing, clouds, telephone poles? This is the app to do it. It's very easy, and it's called X-Acto. Now, you've heard of the X-Acto knife. If you haven't, they're little pencil-type razor blades with different attachments on it. They're very sharp. This app is very sharp. It's called X-Acto, and this will allow you to very accurately cut out a background and paste something into it. So if you've ever had a photograph where you have just plain sky or a lousy-looking slide, a lousy-looking photograph, and you want to swap out the sky for a prettier sky or clouds or things like that, this is the app that will allow you to cut that sky out and replace it. So it's $5. It works well. It's available on all platforms. And this app is also the one that you want when you want to cut out an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever the case may be. It does a nice job with that. That reminds me of a quick story here before we sign off on this true story. My wife many years ago had a good friend, and we were all friends, and one of her friends had a very good friend. She wasn't married, and she had this woman that she would go everywhere with. I mean, everywhere. They traveled together, they ate together, they were good friends. So they would always bicker back and forth. So one day they had one of their many brawls, but this time it was like a serious brawl. And this friend never spoke to that person ever again. They dissolved the friendship, and they were just brutal enemies. Really, it was very sad to see that happen. The argument was something stupid, but in any event, this person who's a friend of my wife got so annoyed that she did something that I thought was bizarre. This app didn't exist back then. So what she did was, we went over her house one night for dinner, and I'm looking around, and you know, she has tons of books and very nice home. And all of a sudden, as I'm looking at the photographs on the wall, They all have little holes in them, like the size of a dime. As I'm looking at it, she took a razor, an X-Acto knife, and cut the person's head off. All the photographs, years and years of photographs, and there was just a white space there. And, man, I will never forget that. I just thought, like, wow. So she had photographs from all over the country, all over the world, where they traveled together, and she actually, it must have taken months to cut out that person's head. Henceforth, that could all be done electronically today using the X-Acto cutout app. So there you go, and that's my story. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. A couple weeks from now, I will be in Vegas at NAB. That is going to be an interesting program. I have a couple things in motion there, and I can't quite tell you what I'm going to do, quite frankly, because I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I have several different people pull me in several different directions. So we'll figure it out hopefully this week. And that will wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.